We interrupt this program for an important announcement.
The tape is rolling anytime you're ready.
I heard his voice on the tape. It really put the hook in me.
I heard it over the radio.
It was a golden age for young wizards. Radio was brand new. The miracle of snatching sound right out of the air. And finally, they were asked to share leadership in the greatest scientific project in 40-odd years. The project that made the world stand still and count.
But I couldn't connect up that voice. This man.
Can it be a record transmitter? Microphone coming.
I can't figure out where to connect in the oscillator. I know I have to connect it into the amplifier, but where? It just doesn't fit in.
Like they said, he had an impressive career.
Would you please bring my whoopee music on there, Doctor?
Well, what's this? You're talking about radio. It's right down your alley.
Alan Box was a normal man with a nice home, a lovely family, and a cushy job with his father-in-law's company. Normal, that is, until just 3 weeks ago.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Somewhat of an esoteric Monday, I fear it will end up being, but nonetheless, let me see if I can't focus it in to the best of my ability.
Alan Box is suffering from Bob Lassiter disease.
Are you feeling all right, Alan?
Absolutely insane. I see things that nobody else seems to see, or at least cares to admit that they see.
Bob Lassiter disease attacks the central nervous system, causing otherwise normal people to communicate like suicidal maniacs.
To hell with you today. I don't want to talk to you.
What's more, Bob Lassiter disease is the one form of depression which is actually contagious.
God, just listening to that voice, I want to jump off a building.
You're the lowest of the low. You're a snake. You're a scumbag.
Please, send whatever you can today to Post Office Box 1-800, Davenport, Iowa.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Bitching and moaning and screaming and hollering.
Please help.
Howdy, the professor here, the host of the Audio Kitchen, right here on WFMU. And tonight on Air Check, part two of a look at the talk radio mischief of Bob Lassiter. Unlike any talk radio host I know of, Bob Lassiter made his mark in the industry by being an unforgiving prick, a caustic, relentless contrarian, ready to wrestle any caller to the ground at the slightest provocation. And it made for some pretty entertaining radio. But to be sure, there were other sides to Lassiter's radio persona. There was an impish side to Lassiter, a mischievous edge that wasn't always mean. He could also tell a hell of a story, and sometimes, just to throw people off, Lassiter could be a nice guy. Last week, I talked about the first half of Lassiter's talk radio career, how he became a talk radio meanie in Miami and perfected his methods of provocation at POP in the Tampa St. Pete market. Then Lassiter moved up to the big talk station there, WFLA. And it was at WFLA that Mad Dog Lassiter made quite an impression on the talk radio industry. He was picked up by ABC and ended up working at WLS in Chicago. Lassiter's down-and-dirty style didn't please the network executives in Chicago. After a couple years, Lassiter was jettisoned from WLS, and the Mad Dog didn't have a microphone for a couple years. Then in the early 90s, Cox Broadcasting was starting up a new talk station in the Tampa market to take on WFLA, and they lured Lassiter back into the business. The station, WSUN, was trying to do something a bit different in talk. They called their format Entertaining Talk Radio for the 90s. And the idea was the hosts on WSUN wouldn't focus on politics or hash over the issues of the day. Instead of focusing on a topic, the hosts would kind of create their own entertainment reality. Sometimes it was silly, sometimes it was good. Of course, Lassiter's monologues were topics, so he had to alter his style a little bit. Yet he still managed to be his old Mad Dog self now and then. Here's a tape I actually received in the mail, a cassette promoting WSUN and narrated by Bob himself. And just listen to this big smile in Lasseter's voice. When it came to voicing commercials or promos, Lasseter could really pour it on.
Hey, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to dicker with what appears to be junk mail. My name is Bob Lasseter, and if the name is familiar, it's because a few years ago I did a talk show in the Bay Area. Well, I'm back, and you'll find me on AM 620 WSUN. I want to tell you about the station and how you can win $1,000. AM 620 WSUN is entertaining talk radio for the 90s. It's not that old-fashioned talk radio.
Topics are a bunch of crap.
It's actually fun to listen to the radio. Start your day with me, weekdays from 6 to 10. I'll get you going in more ways than one.
And I think you're pretty gross on the air, sir.
Well, thank you.
You probably do take that as a compliment, don't you?
Well, shouldn't I?
That thing just you had there using the P word on the air. I know what you said, but I don't think that's...
The P word?
Well, yeah. I don't think we... What if a kid was listening to that?
What if a kid was listening to it?
Yeah.
Well, what would happen to the
kid?
Well,
let's say I was going to school, taking my kid to school, and he just happened to turn 620. I'm new to town.
Uh-huh.
And I hear that word on the radio.
What would happen?
Well, I'd rather tell him about those things myself.
You'd rather tell him... Well, should we have used maybe like a wang-dang-doodle?
I don't think you really need to be discussing that stuff on the air at all anyway.
Oh, well, why not?
This is radio. You're supposed to...
Yeah, I know it's radio, sir. I work here. I'm very well aware of the fact that it's radio.
Are you new to radio or something?
No, sir. I'm not new to radio.
I never heard of you. Were you trying to get on FM? You couldn't make it, so you started out down here on AM?
Yeah, that's right, sir.
That's how it is, you know. The good guys are on FM.
That's right. Do you realize the only people that listen to this station are morons and idiots?
I just happened to go through the dials on my way through Tampa.
Yeah, right.
I don't listen to you.
Oh, of course not.
I would never listen to you again if I... $1 million.
For a 2 million.
Not even two.
For 5 million.
Hey, I ain't into...
For some
money.
Free sex, maybe, huh?
I ain't into...
How about if we sent a hooker over to your house, you know, and she took care of you? Then would you listen to us?
Now, we'll have to explain to the kid what hooker means now. He thinks that somebody goes fishing. Daddy, what's a hooker?
Well, don't you think the kid ought to know that such things exist?
No, it's like going to the men's room and there's these prophylactics, whatever you call them. I know what you call them.
Would you prefer that we read fantasy stories out of the Bible for your child?
That'd be just fine.
I'll bet it would, wouldn't it? I'll bet you like that one about, you know, the magic potion.
Hey, you know, somebody's going to hurt you one day. I'm not saying I am, but you're a fan.
Oh, somebody's going to hurt me. God, you don't like what I say, so you're going to hurt me.
I didn't say I was. I said, somebody one day is going to, you know...
Well, what's the matter? Don't you have the gazungas yourself? Now you got to explain to the kid what gazungas are.
Yeah. I'm a Christian, see? I don't believe in violence.
You don't believe in... No, but you just hope that somebody would violently take care of me.
I have to admit, there is a little bit of that sinful, revengeful violence in my heart.
Oh, I know, sir. I've read the book. I know that book's all about that kind of stuff. Don't believe in me, and you'll pay for it. Ha, 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 ha.
That's right.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
You're laughing now, Bob.
Yeah.
I mean, you like to be called Mad Dog, I know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. I happened to... Somebody told me.
Yeah. You see, here's a Christian who's lying.
Okay.
Turned in for the first time today, and he knew about Mad Dog.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and knows that I don't like to be called Bob.
I do listen to you once in a while.
Yeah. Oh, so now the truth comes out.
Okay, I did lie.
And as you can hear, even without his signature monologue, Lasseter could still pull in the aggravated callers that made his show entertaining. However, Lasseter never really got to be himself on WSUN. He was teamed up with newswoman Sharon Taylor, and there was this happy talk element to his show that just didn't quite work. In fact, one Thanksgiving, Lasseter and Sharon went about preparing a Thanksgiving turkey on the air, and it was just obvious that Lasseter wasn't himself on the radio anymore. After a while, the fact that Lasseter didn't fit in WSUN, and they were probably paying him more money than any other talk host at the station, it was only a matter of time before Bob and WSUN parted ways. Here's Bob telling the story of his last day at WSUN. And as I said last week, Lasseter may have gotten some storytelling ideas from Gene Shepard, but one big difference between the two of them is that Shepard's narratives were always kind of detached, and he was always composed, but Lasseter, on the other hand, not afraid to be melodramatic, not afraid to get painfully personal.
I came in at my usual time, and I went to the mailbox, and standing right there waiting for me was Tom Palavita. I hadn't seen Tommy for a long time. He was the operations manager. Tommy Palavita is one of the most despised men in the radio business in Tampa, Florida. He shouldn't be. He's one of the nicest. He's a kind, sensitive young man who, unfortunately, is the hatchet man for Cox Broadcasting. He has very little authority, very little input to whatever goes on at those radio stations. But when a gutless general manager has an unpleasant job to do, or a spineless little punk like Bob Neal up in Atlanta has an unpleasant job to do, Tommy is the messenger who brings the bad news. And it makes him very uncomfortable. And so consequently, his demeanor, his attitude with the people that he has to give the bad news to is not as good as it ought to be. And the people that he has to give the bad news to don't understand what's going on, and so they blame him. And he's one of the most hated men in this business, in this market. People really dislike him. I have literally lost friendships. My wife has lost friends because I had the audacity to say, Tommy's not a bad guy, to people that Tommy had to deliver bad news to, and wouldn't ever talk to me again because I had the audacity to say, Tommy's not a bad guy. Well, there was Tommy standing by my mailbox, clearly very upset. Tommy is one of those kids that kind of grew up listening to me. He was kind of excited when I came to work there. He was going to get to work with a mad dog. And I understood that. And I respected Tommy, and I liked him, as I said. And so he said, let's go into my office. I hadn't been in there for a long time, because Tommy was never there anymore. And he closed the door. And he said, Bob, to tell you the truth, I can't remember exactly what he said, not all of it, just some of it. So I'll paraphrase for a while. He said, Bob, I have bad news for you. We're making some changes here effective today. And it's nothing personal, it's a business decision. And this is where I will start quoting. I said, Tommy, that's okay. And his voice started to break. And he said, no, it's not. And I said, it's okay, Tommy. And I spent most of the rest of the time, 15, 20 minutes, consoling Tommy on the day that I was getting fired. Because a gutless man down the hall, who when I came in there got up and quickly closed his door, Todd Leeser didn't have the balls to do it. And made Tommy do it. When you ask somebody what he is, he's likely to tell you, I'm a truck driver, I'm an accountant, I'm a physician, I'm a whatever. It's a rare individual that says, I'm a sensitive being with feelings, because we are in essence what we do. That's the way we view ourselves. And so when you take a person's job from him, you have taken his identity from him, his purpose for living, usually from him, as well as his security and all of those other things. And so I'm sitting there in Tommy's office, consoling him, as he's telling me that my security has just been yanked out from underneath me. And I said, well, of course you will honor the contract. It still had another 2 months to run. And he said, of course. And he said, we're going to run a tape of your show today. I would like you to leave the building. We haven't told Sharon yet. We haven't told Jeffy. And I don't even want them to see you. I'd like you to, you know, leave. And I said, I understand. And I said, can I go over to the studio and get my, you know, headphones and personal effects? And he said, no. I'll have somebody box them up and send them to you. I don't know what they thought I was going to do. I mean, don't you understand? Just the day before, I was part of the station, and everything was cool, and we were a team, and now they didn't trust me enough to go over and get my effects. Well, it wasn't really that they didn't trust me enough to go over and get my effects. I mean, we'd had a very good relationship up until that point. Todd was over there and he didn't want to see me. They didn't know I knew that. That's why I wasn't allowed the dignity of going over to pick up my own things. Some of them are still there, by the way. The room looks almost like it did the last day I did my show. I've been in it a number of times now. I just left the stuff there. It's kind of like a memorial. And while I was still in Tommy's office, I said, Tommy, I have a non-compete. Is there anything you can do to get me out from underneath that? He said, it's going to be hard. I said, will you go to bat for me? He shook his head, yes. And then I stood up and I said, well, I guess I'll be on my way. And he looked out the door to make sure that neither Sharon nor Jeffy were in the vicinity so that they wouldn't see me. And then he escorted me to the front door and I walked out. He told me they would mail my paychecks to me. And that if I had any questions, I could call the business manager, Basil. Ta-da, 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 and out the door I went. The Monday after Thanksgiving, I came home. The WSUN Christmas party was scheduled for the next Friday, December the 8th. And we didn't want to go. I'm not into Christmas parties, staff office Christmas parties. They're more trouble than they're worth, to tell you the truth, and absolutely no good can come from them, and a great deal of bad can. And we had talked about it, and Mary had just gone out and bought a new dress for it that weekend. And so when she came in the house and she came out into the kitchen and put her stuff down on the counter, I said, well, I got some good news, honey, and I got some bad news. And she said, what? What's happened? And I said, well, the good news is we don't have to go to their goddamn Christmas party. And she let out a screech. And she started screaming, saying, oh, no, 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 oh, no. And she ran from the room. In the 3 years that I've spent at WSUN, I had made many, many, many adjustments to my act. I first of all had to adjust to doing mornings when I'm not a morning man. And bitterly disappointed all the people that remembered me from when I was here before, who thought I was going to come back and do the liberal monologues. Well, you don't do liberal two-hour monologues at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then I had to learn to work between the Bunyan Brigade and the Psychic on one of the most appalling mishmashes of a station I've ever had the displeasure of being affiliated with. It was fun to work there. But I had pretty much destroyed myself. All the things that I was able to do well, I couldn't do there. It wasn't the kind of radio station. It wasn't the kind of audience. No longer was I hot and in demand. There wasn't any place for me to go. Where I was going to send somebody a tape of my squeak toy and talking to Sharon about her Thanksgiving turkey? Wouldn't have played too well in Indianapolis. That's what was scaring Mary, and that's what was scaring me. I had done everything for them, and they didn't have the decency to tell me it was over. And then the man that decided to pull the plug didn't have the decency to look me in the face and tell me. The next 2 months were hell. Mary went into an incredibly deep depression. And I went into an incredibly deep depression. I thought I'd never work again. Everything I'd worked for was now in jeopardy. There was no place to go. And Christmas came. And we decorated the house and we bought each other presents. It wasn't quite as good a Christmas as usual, but it wasn't bad. But I couldn't take the Christmas tree down. Christmas tree normally goes up 1 week before Christmas and comes down exactly 1 week after, and not this year. I couldn't take it down. Do you know why? I was afraid it was my last Christmas. I was afraid it was my last Christmas in that house that I'd come to love. That I could not afford. On the day that we finally did take that tree down, I cried. For 30 goddamned hours, Todd. I cried. I was positive. I was taking down my Christmas tree for the last time.
Warned you, he could pull out all the stops. Man, he once described his radio technique as splitting his stomach open and heaving his guts up on the console. Which, you know, not pretty, but keeps you listening. By the way, you're listening to Air Check on WFMU, and I'm the professor. And today we're listening to talk radio host Bob Lasseter. Lasseter had a non-compete clause in his contract to WSUN, and that prevented him from going to any other station in the market for a certain amount of time. But when that ran out, he was hired back by his old employer, WFLA. After being constrained to WSUN and off the air for a while, Lasseter was full of all the mischief and venom that made him a unique force in radio. And early on in his return to WFLA, as part of their big promotional push at the station, Lasseter filled in for the late morning talk host, Mark Larson, as well as doing his regular nighttime gig at the station. That meant Lasseter was on WFLA 6 hours a day at that time. And Larson, the guy he was filling in for in the morning, like the polar opposite of Lasseter. And as you can imagine, Lasseter took full advantage of that. Mark Larson was basically a friendly, easygoing, right-wing ideologue. That'd be the best way to describe him. A friendly one. And while filling in for him, Lasseter drove Larson's regular audience absolutely nuts. Between his provocative monologues and his rude banter, those happy Republicans that frequented the Larson show were turning rabid. And just to really piss him off, Lasseter threatened to do mornings and evenings on a permanent basis. Sometimes when Lasseter would really get his audience in a lather, he would just get rid of the call screener and start taking the calls live. Lasseter calls this type of broadcasting chat with Bob. So let's hear one of those mornings in 96. Lasseter had really been swinging at the hornet's nest that morning, and all the lines at the radio station were lit up, including the office lines. Salespeople couldn't even use the phone, from what I understand. And a lot of people were upset that morning. And Lasseter's fans were having a blast.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Chickadee, chickadee.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
I thought you said that you're going to stay on night show, Bob. You wasn't going to go back to daytime. You said it was in your contract that you promised that you would not go to day. Now you're saying now that you're going to switch to morning, Bob?
I'm saying whatever you heard.
No, Bob. Come on, Bob. What's the truth?
I'm saying whatever you heard.
For years, you dreamed of being on nighttime radio. When you came back here to FLA, now you just told a caller that you're going to have a meeting and that you want to push it up to the daytime talk show?
No, that's not what I said at all. I said we're going to have a meeting to decide whether or not I continue to do both shows. It's going to cost them a lot of money if they want me to do both of them.
Okay, Bob. All right. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air 970 WFLA.
Hello, Bob.
Yes.
I'd like to invite you to come with us tonight, my business partner, myself, and we'll stand guard at one of those black churches.
Well, sir, you can go stand guard at any black church you want to.
Basically, if you've got one in particular you're interested in protecting, let us know. We'll be glad to sit over there and watch it.
Well, what's that mean, sir?
That means that we do something about the church burnings instead of just wring our hands and raise hate and connections.
Well, sir, unfortunately, as far as you are concerned, I employ police to do that kind of work. It's very dangerous and very stupid for private citizens to get involved in that kind of stuff.
The police have no individual responsibility regarding individuals. That includes individuals' property.
And you have a responsibility for guarding other people's property.
I have a responsibility to my community to ensure that this sort of stuff stops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you an opportunity to participate with us.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, sir. As a matter of fact, you could say that's very white of you. Let's go to this line. Whoops. Okay, be that way. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Hello, Mr. Lassiter, or should I call you Maestro?
It's up to you.
Okay, Maestro.
Whichever you're most, you know, most comfortable with.
Maestro would be nice. That's a new name for you. I think it's great what FLA did, putting you here. I mean, it's just cheesing off all the Rush Limbaugh, Mark Larson people that have no idea what they're doing, so they listen to Rush, and whatever he says or whatever Mark says, agree with it, and then try to argue with that. It's so easy to tear apart their arguments.
Yes, it is a public service. I'm really surprised the J-Corps really had that much feeling for the audience to want to straighten them out.
I think it's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I can't stand those people. I'm as liberal as they come. I don't think anybody should have a gun. I believe in health care, everything. So when people like me finally get, I don't know, it's just great.
Well, it's about time, too.
Man, this is good. So hopefully you're going to be here, and hopefully all the people that listen to Mark are just flipping out because they have no idea what to do.
No, they don't.
They have nobody to feed them their garbage.
Well, they could, you know, they could go to the Rush Room. Oh, I think they all closed.
Those things. He is the worst.
Well, geez, if they hadn't all closed, I guess they could go there. Well, maybe they could open up new Mark Rooms or something, you know?
Yeah. One thing to say for him.
Like down at the Morrisons.
Yeah. Like the little guy in The Simpsons that laughs.
Uh-huh.
That's all. It's the best comeback for them.
Well, come on, join with me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's canceled.
Well, you take care, Maestro, and this is funny. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, dude.
Bye-bye.
Be good. You're on the air at 970 WFLA. You're on the air, 970 WFLA.
Mad Dog.
Yes, sir.
Even though you can orchestrate and play people very well, Maestro's a little bit stuffy, don't you think?
Do you think so?
A little bit.
What would you suggest?
I like Mad Dog. I like Magnificent Lassiter.
Oh, Magnificent Lassiter. The only reason... It actually makes me uncomfortable. The only reason I do it is because there are some people who actually believe that I mean it. And it really pisses them off. But it's so damn pretentious, you know?
Well, Maestro...
Maestro is a little pretentious, too.
It's a little stuffy. I'm a musician. I've played in orchestras. And you know, I don't see you in tails and tucked with a baton.
Well, that's the way I'm dressed this morning, standing behind a conductor's stand here. I've got my little my little baton, and I'm tapping it, and they're doing whatever I tell them to do. They've been doing it all week.
But you can do that with trained... I have a schnauzer.
Yeah.
Very, very well trained, and I can do that with her.
Well, that's what I'm working with, schnauzers.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with Larson. I missed you from SUN and found you here last month at nights, and I haven't listened this week, except I just happened to accidentally find you today.
Well, it's my understanding that there will be some kind of an announcement probably in the 1 o'clock hour concerning precisely what's going on there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Welcome
back and hang in there.
Okay.
No Maestro.
Okay. It's 11:40.
So that was Bob's morning with the trained schnauzers. You know, and instead of taking the complaints to heart, they were all coming over the phone, the management at WFLA saw this whole uproar as a great promotional tool. So with 20 minutes left to go in the morning program, they got the brilliant idea of pretending to actually heed the angry caller's demands and take Bob off the air. So they grabbed the late afternoon talk host at the time, Brian James, and had him fill in for the rest of the show. By the way, if James' voice sounds familiar, it probably should. As far as I know, he was only a talk host for a year or two, but for a long time now, he's made the big bucks as a voiceover guy for radio and TV. Jeez, it seems like he's on in every market in every city in America. I hear him all the time. In fact, if you live in the New York City area, he's the voice on ESPN radio. And he's probably on a TV station here. I don't know. Anyway, here's Brian James trying to take up where Lassiter left off that morning. And although he's telling the audience that Lassiter, you know, left the building, Lassiter's actually sitting right next to him with a big grin on his face.
So you want me to own that?
Brian, just finish the show.
Okay, all right. News Radio 970 WFLA, it's 11:43. Brian James here. I'm at as a loss for this thing as you are. Why am I here? I had a noon appointment. Walking down the hallway and suddenly I'm told to come in here and sit down and do the last few minutes of the program. So I'm going to continue just where Bob left off. Let me get the phones here. 970 WFLA.
Isn't Bob answering anymore?
Ma'am, they took Bob away. He's been pulled off the air.
Oh, gasp. Why?
I honestly don't know. I'm kind of at a loss for what's going on here, but...
Oh, well, okay. What I was calling about, maybe you can play him. There's a song called Lumberjack Song.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard it?
Yes.
Okay, can you play that?
Wow.
Oh, I know.
I could probably do that. I'll find, see if I can find it.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. You're on the air, 970 WFLA.
Yeah, let me speak to Laster.
He's gone, sir. He's been pulled off the air.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has.
This is him right here.
No, it's not, sir. This is Brian James.
No.
Yeah, it is.
This is Brian James?
If you're not smart enough to figure that, sir, go away. Hi, 970 WFLA.
What an improvement.
Well, thank you, but I've got, like, nothing prepared. I don't know what to do. What were you guys talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about nothing as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh.
For the last hour, I've listened to hang-up, name-calling, you name it. It's been there, everything, but something was intelligence-based in it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God you're here. I'm glad that there's somebody with a brain.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I normally don't think well until the sun is nice and warm, long about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know, Laster might be a nice guy on the outside and something like that, but as far as on the air, I mean, he's down to one brain cell and it's sputtering, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Well, I tell you what. It's a relief to talk about something besides things like and things like that.
Well,
hi,
yeah.
Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Is it raining over there?
Look, I got boatloads of people on the phone here I need to get to,
well,
okay?
I'm glad you do. Go talk to them and have a nice day.
All right, man. Take care. Let me get 970 WFLA.
How you doing, Brian?
Good, sir.
You're the man. I just want to ask you, is Lasseter gay?
No, sir.
He sounds like it.
I met his wife.
Really?
Yes, I have.
How much hair does she have on her face?
Oh, you're being mean.
No. He's really bad, I tell you. But
why so? What are you so?
I think we need to have a diverse opinion. We need to have a liberal on there so we can just see how wrong they are.
Well, what's been the whole hang up here? I came in the door this morning. The phone lines are ringing. People are complaining.
Been going on for 3 days because he's been just been rude to everybody. You know, he's got his opinion and everybody's wrong, and he just, you know.
Aren't you used to that by now, though? That's just Bob.
Well, I don't know how the guy even got on radio in the first place. How did he even get a career in radio? It's amazing to me that the guy even has a job.
He was Marconi's board op.
I don't see how he can be making your radio station any money with the kind of attitude he's got. He's very rude to people. I mean, look, having your opinion is one thing, and having a liberal point of view is great. I think we need to have that on the air, but this guy is just really, he's gone beyond the bounds of being
so
civil.
So your main complaint is he's rude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only rude, but he's just, he's got a chip on his shoulder.
I'm sure that management will pay attention to that. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care. All right, let me get this one. 970 WFLA.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I was listening to another caller who was cut off by Mr. Lasseter, who was trying to give some information. And
like, what did it sound like? Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's up?
The DigiDoc. Hey, you guys, you're fantastic. I'm enjoying all of this. You guys are such great entertainers. I'm cracking up so bad I can't even drive the truck.
All right, good. 970 WFLA, what's up?
Can I talk to Bob?
Bob's not here, ma'am. He's been pulled off the air.
Oh, talk to the other guy.
You're talking to him. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just kind of babbling. I just want to tell him that this is great. This is the most fun I've had at work in months. I hope they keep him.
All right, well, have fun. All right. 970 WFLA. Hi, who's this?
Al.
We'll talk.
I have a question and a comment.
Well, ask.
What's the business number, the front office number?
839-9393. 839-9393. Yes, sir. All right.
This is the best radio I've ever heard.
All right, good, sir. Appreciate it. Take care. All right. 970 WFLA.
Do the Lasseter sneeze.
All right, 970 WFLA.
Yeah, when's Larson coming back?
When's Larson coming back?
Yes, sir.
I have no idea, sir. All I've been told is that I was walking down the hall this morning, get in here and get behind the microphone. You got about 20 minutes to kill, so.
Well, did they kick Lasseter's big fat butt out?
He was taken out of the room, and that's the last I know of it. That's all I know at this point.
Take?
How many? He's kind of a peaceable guy. He's not going to argue too much. I mean, he just walked out.
I'll be there. See ya.
All right. 970 WFLA.
Hey, this is Don from Palm Harbor.
Hi, Don.
Has Mark Larson been replaced by Lasseter?
Sir, there are certain things in this business that I'm not allowed to comment on. I mean, I'm contractually obligated not to talk about the inside workings of the radio station because I have to kind of keep my mouth shut on certain issues.
No, I'm just asking, has any formal announcement been made? Or is Mark off for a week? Or
I think you'll probably find if I had to make a guess at this point, a major announcement forthcoming Monday.
Well, okay, can't think of a worse possible replacement for Larson than...
Well, sir, I'm really not allowed to comment at this
that's
point.
That's fine.
All right.
That's good, because I've just decided to stop listening. I can't stand the man.
All right, I'll stop listening to you then. 970 WFLA.
Bob Lasseter, friend to the Negro.
All right, 970 WFLA.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
It's a pleasure to hear a nice, soothing voice after that guy Larson.
Bite me. 970 WFLA.
Hi, one sec, Brian, a minute.
Speaking.
Brian, listen, I just to fill you in real quick, at the top of the show, this whole thing started today when Bob, in his monologue, opened by saying that anybody who didn't like the Clintons were probably trying to deny either the poor, the blacks, or the homosexuals a piece of America's pie. And then he went on to say, if you don't think there's a conspiracy to burn black churches that we need to talk about, then you're probably secretly happy that it's happening. I mean, and he couldn't think of any other reason for anybody to have any of those positions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everything went to hell in a handbasket from there.
Well, you know, I don't want to get into, like I said, I don't want to do any Lasseter bashing here, but at the same point, the man's kind of, when he takes a stand, he's...
But he won't listen to reasonable argument. He starts denigrating anybody who tries to make a point.
Well, sir, I just, like I said, I don't want to get into sitting here spending time doing this, so we'll move along and get some phone calls answered. 970 WFLA.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I was just checking to see where Bob's at now.
Bob was removed from the air about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. I tried to call in. His phone's been busy.
Well,
they are
quite busy, sir.
I'm really unhappy that he's not on the air now.
Well, do yourself a favor and just kind of pick up the phone, dial the business lines, and voice that for me, okay?
Okay.
Take care. All right. 970 WFLA.
Hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. The radio this morning was great. You know, I can't believe they removed Lasseter from the air.
Well, you know, I honestly wish, and I'm going to plead ignorance in this case. I was just getting ready. I had some work to do this morning. I didn't have a chance to turn on the radio. I have no idea what was going on other than what I've gleaned off a couple of phone callers here. But it sounds like it was quite a little row going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, he may have sounded a little bit rude at some points, but, you know, I listen to him every night, and I listen to you, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love both of your shows.
Thank you.
You know, And, you know, it's just that people don't realize, you know, people want to call up, they want to call him asshole and all that other kind of stuff. But, you know, the guy, you know, he can be a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't realize that.
No, I've had plenty of wonderful, nice, friendly conversations with Bob Lasseter. So I don't doubt that for a second, but I'd sure as hell like to know what went on this morning. So,
yeah, I mean,
anyway, got to move along.
Okay.
Take care. All right. 970 WFLA.
Lasseter blows.
Well. 970 WFLA.
Hi, Brian.
Yes.
I called earlier this week and spoke with Bob, and we didn't agree politically, but, you know, he was a riot. He just cracked me up.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved it. I can't believe he's off. I was gone. I'm at work now, and I was gone when this all happened. I'm dying to know what had happened.
Well, I can let you in on the fact that all I simply did was walked in the door, had an appointment with a client at noon, and was going down the hallway. There were management types wandering the hallways and...
Looking nervous?
Yes, and Sue Trikas basically grabbed me. As Bob Lasseter was being escorted out the door, she said, get in there behind the microphone and take care of the last few minutes of the program. And I'm, like, totally oblivious to what's going on. But I appreciate the call.
Well, I think he's great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll know more about what's going on. Maybe we'll have some more information for you on my show this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Until then, have a pleasant day. We'll talk to you later.
And I got to give it to him. WFLA played this whole farce to the hilt. They had Lasseter take the night off, and the other talk hosts refused to talk about the whole Lasseter incident. They put a promo in rotation saying there would be an announcement regarding Lasseter's status at the station or some change in programming they were going to make. And as you can imagine, when Lasseter's time slot finally came around that next Monday, a lot of ears were glued to the radio to hear who was going to come on, what was going to happen. But there he was, Bob Lasseter, like nothing had happened.
7:33 the time, about 27 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Did you ever wonder why we go out and we do outside promotions? Did you ever wonder about that? Well, the fact of the matter is, the truth of the matter is, there are really any number of reasons. But one of the reasons is so that we can remind ourselves that the people that we hear from and the people that really comprise the audience are not one and the same. Because the people that we hear from are all strange, to put it mildly. So it kind of helps to go out into the real world and reassure ourselves that we're not talking to just idiots and fools and morons and jerks. And by the way, it doesn't really make any difference because there are idiots, fools, morons, and jerks on both sides of the political spectrum. It's not just the right-wingers. I mean, have you noticed that you never hear on my show a call from, for example, Carolyn from Newport Richey? Or any of the other classic liberals? Have you noticed that? There's a reason for it. It's because I've bitterly, bitterly disappointed them. I've received letters from Carolyn's son begging and pleading with me to carry the torch. I've had calls from TJ begging and pleading with me when I first came back here, was doing mornings over at SUN. I mean, it was hilarious and yet pathetic at the same time. There was poor old TJ on the phone. I'm over at SUN trying to do a morning show. And she wants me to listen to Rush Limbaugh every day and come in the following day on SUN and point by point go over what he said and correct him. This is not a battle between the forces of good and evil. It's radio. It's entertainment. Period. End of story. Well, anyway, Tuesday I came in here, and it's pretty much the same story as Monday. Wednesday I didn't do the mornings because we had the baseball game, but that didn't really help things very much because they were still inundated all day long. Where's Mark? What's this baseball crap doing on? Where's Rush? What's this baseball? I'm never going to listen again. Ever. Ever. Is he going to be back tomorrow? Thursday, same story, I come back. And Friday, I was sick as a dog. I actually thought very seriously about not coming in on Friday. When I was walking down the hall about 10 minutes to 8 to get ready to come in here, I was a little woozy, you know, the head was spinning round and round and round, but I said, no, you know, I got to drag my ass in there. And so I did, and I came in and I sat down here Friday morning and just barely able to sit up, to tell you the truth. Look over at the phones, and there it comes all over again, another rush of people who think they're going to engage the board operator in debate. My phones, no way. And so I sit here and again, 3 hours, basically chat with Bob. About 20 minutes to 12, Freakus comes into the studio and says, I don't know if you want to go along with this, but Brian just came in. How about if we say that we pulled you off the air, Brian finishes the show? I said, sure. So I get up from this chair and I move one chair over. Brian sits down here, and oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh, we're enjoying the hell out of this.
Well, I'm glad they got rid of him. I'm telling you, Brian, I like you. You're a good man, Brian. I'm telling you, this Lasseter, he is rude. I mean, have you ever heard the things that he says about people? What, is he gay or something? Is he gay, Brian?
No, he's not gay. I know his wife.
What, is she a dog face with hair all over it? He's rude, man.
Guy doesn't even realize that he is doing what he's accusing me of doing. Has no idea.
I'm telling you, have you heard the people that have been calling up today? Where does he get them from?
Easy. They're Larson's listeners.
Okay.
So now we take a break. It's 10 minutes to 12. Freakus comes back in and says, this is great. And we're laughing and slapping our thighs. And I said to Freakus, well, look, if we're going to do this, let's sell it all the way. Put somebody else in for me tonight. And she thought about it for a second and said, okay. So I took the night off. And then Hobbs says, well, how about if I put on this announcement saying that there'll be this big announcement on Monday? And that's fine with me. I have no problem with it. Like I said, we give these people all the respect that they are due. Now the morons are in a feeding frenzy. Just a feeding frenzy, thinking that they have won. I mean, here's Brian saying, well, I don't know. I saw him take him into the general manager's office.
How many did it take to get him out of the studio, Brian?
let them think it. And that's what happened. We're more than happy to tweak your nose. We're more than happy to rub your nose into your own mess anytime you want us to. You just let us know.
More than any other talk host I know of, Lasseter had to handle a large number of callers who really didn't like him. They just hated the guy. And to make things interesting, he'd come up with a number of ways to handle calls like that. You know, sometimes it wasn't always a wrestling match. Here's one, where the guy calls up with the main purpose of making fun of Bob. He's specifically making a reference to the absurd turkey cooking show I was talking about earlier. Instead of cutting this guy down to size, Bob gives him kind of like a big radio hug and confounds the guy with his affection. I guess that's what you call it.
Tom in Tampa. Tom, you're on the air at 970 WFLA.
Bob, I listen because your lisp is quite arousing.
Yeah. 26 minutes out of your life. It's important to you, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gobble, gobble. Yeah. Turkey time is coming.
The 27 minutes now. 27 minutes. Why is it that important to you?
Why do you care?
I care very much. You're a listener. You're a human being. I'm fascinated by somebody who would spend so much of his time to take a cheap shot that, frankly, you know, I would imagine by now you know that it doesn't bother me in the least.
I don't.
You know, you haven't embarrassed me, you know, or anything like that. That's what you're trying to do. I don't think you're capable of it. There's only one thing in this entire life that really, truly gets to me, and I've never shared it with you. And you guys have never been able to figure it out.
Maybe we just don't care.
26 minutes? What do you mean you don't care?
TV sucks. The show's like a step above it.
Yeah. There's 60 channels, dude. There's got to be something on there. Don't you understand?
Yeah, but this is all
I mean, don't you understand? Don't you understand the message that you're conveying about yourself to the rest of the people? Well, to most of them. There are a couple of them that can't figure it out.
Don't
you understand?
Maybe I don't care.
Why don't you care? Why don't you care about yourself, man? Because that's what you're doing. You're not humiliating me. You're humiliating yourself.
Because where else can you hear your voice on the radio? I mean,
is that
like
what
it's
it
hard
is?
To get in on the show.
You could hear your voice on the radio by saying something intelligent.
No, but this show's just crap. Never talk about it. It's always you sniveling.
Uh-huh. You do understand that I care about you, don't you?
Spare me.
Somebody should have somewhere along the line. I mean, I cannot conceive. I cannot conceive of spending 26 minutes of my time sitting on a telephone, not knowing when or even if
you do it every
they were
night.
Going to answer.
You do it every
for
night.
Something as trivial as what you
the
used your time for. Can't conceive of it, dude. I really can't. And it fascinates me. And there are lots of people in this life that I don't like. There are lots of people in this life that I have no time for. And that's exactly how much time I give them. None. Why do you give me so much time? Why is your time so invaluable to you? Why do you think so little of yourself as to squander so much of your time on me?
I don't squander it on you. I do it because it's funny and I enjoy it.
It's funny? To who?
To me, because I'm crazy.
And then what's more is you're sitting here putting up with this lecture, knowing that most of what I'm saying is true.
No, not really.
You don't even have the balls to hang up.
No, because I like listening to you ramble. I like the sniveling. Snivel for me, Bob. Snivel.
Really do hope you get your life together, dude. You know, you don't sound like that, you know, terrible a person. I've heard cooler. I've heard far uncooler. Just really weird, man. Just think about it. Think
no,
about the
think
time
so.
That you gave for nothing.
No, it's not costing me anything.
You're not gaining anything from it either.
And you gain much, huh?
Well, yeah, it's a phone call. I get paid for that.
Well, that's true.
And it's a very unique phone call. It's one that people will tend to remember. But only because I made it so. Not because you did.
Well, You can pat yourself on the back then, can't you?
I do every night. Thank you.
I'm sure it's a thrill for you.
It's not that much of a thrill. A little bit, but not that much. I mean, you know, don't flatter yourself too much.
Well, my guess is that if you wait...
See, there are just very few people that could take a call like this and turn it into what I've turned it into. So for that, I will pat myself on the back.
Talking to me. You obviously have no...
No, I've not wasted any time talking to you. I've confronted you.
Oh, no.
Hell, I haven't.
My deepest, darkest fears.
Well, they ought to be.
Really? Do you really think so?
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because I don't understand. Oh. I truly cannot comprehend in my own pathetic little head disliking someone so much or feeling so, however you feel, to waste that much time. I mean, you know, you could have been daydreaming, you could have been reading a book, you could have been running the vacuum, you could have been doing the dishes, you could have just been staring out into space, anything. You know, meditating, anything.
Well, I was staring out into space. So it worked out rather well.
And on top of that, you're at work, aren't you?
Say again?
I said on top of everything else, you're at work.
How do you know?
I can hear the scanner in the background, the radio.
You're a clever man, Bob.
No, I'm not a clever man. I got headphones on, dude. And picks up things. Most of the people at home can't hear that. I can. You hate your job, don't you? And so you try to take it out on me.
You're a psychologist, aren't you, Bob?
You're a weird dude.
See? Laughter wasn't always a dark force. He could be as warm and fuzzy as he wanted to from time to time. Sometimes Bob could just be silly. Here's a lighthearted bit of Laughter. A chat with Bob session. Again, Laughter's taking the on-screen calls. And instead of looking for trouble, he's just looking to have a good time.
Hi, you're on the air 970 WFLA. Chicken shot. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
How you doing today?
Excellent, thank you for asking.
I was just wondering what's up, man.
Nothing. You're on the air 970 WFLA. God damn it. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
You were too fat to make the little league team.
Yes, I was. That's true. That's true. Care to carry it beyond that? Guess not. Okay, screw you. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Hi, this is Mary from Largo.
This is Bob from Collingswood.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I've listened to you for about 15 minutes here, and all I've heard is nothing but drunks. No thinking, sensate human beings whatsoever, and I just wanted to tell you, you deserve so much better.
No, not really. We don't do this show for me, we do it for you.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Yes, it is.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that somebody out there has not been drinking tonight.
Okay, and let me go to somebody who has. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Yeah, you still married to that bleach blonde doc?
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Yeah, which out of other religions, east and west, which is the most reasonable, do you think?
The eastern. You're on the air 970 WFLA. Best call of the night. You're on the air 970, although not the only dog. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Hello, Mr. Lassiter.
Yes, sir.
I've tried to talk to you before, and I've tried with the utmost of confidence in trying to speak with you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what some of these people are saying tonight. I don't understand why. I'm having a hard time. I've got an eighth grade education.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not certain that I'm understanding why some of these people are being so arrogant, ignorant, and such assholes, excuse my language, towards you.
Oh, of course. Uh-huh.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
I'm really having a hard time understanding
why they're being, yeah.
And I wish you the best.
Well, thank you, sir.
I can't do any more than that. My name happens to be Granville Barnes. I call once every so many hundred moons. So to speak.
Good. Well, I'll mark my calendar. You're on the air at 970 WFLA.
Your mama ride with her head out the window.
I always call when I'm, you know, cutting my meat. You're on the air at 970 WFLA.
The answer is 42.
You're on the air at 970 WFLA.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Oh, I can't believe these people are going bad on you like this tonight. Well,
why not?
Why not? Well, I mean, come on. I mean, treating you this way, it's absolutely terrible.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener.
Okay. You're on the air at 970 WFLA.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to make a comment. I call you every Friday night trying to piss you off, and tonight I just can't seem to do it. You must be in one hell of a good mood.
Very good mood tonight.
Good. Well, that's all I really had to say, so I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye. Better luck next week. You're on the air at 970 WFLA.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Come on, Sharon, sing along.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Oh, yeah, hello, you're an asshole.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Four more sex and gore. Four more sex and gore. Get out the vagina.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Bob, do you believe in the criminalization of cannabis?
Yes. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Flounder. What the hell's going on down there?
Hey, baby.
Listen, you want to know something? There's enough trouble in the world without putting a show like this on.
Oh, I hear you.
No, I'm really serious about it. It's disgusting. I think it's all coming from the station.
Well, all the calls?
Yes, I just don't think that many people would call in and make such an ass of himself.
Opie gets bored on Friday nights. He's got something to do.
Even if he gets bored, Flounder, it sounds terrible. If somebody new comes in town and listens to that, what are they going to think of your station?
That we're cutting edge?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just wanted to tell you, thank you. Bye, Flounder.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
You're on the air 970 WFLA. Oh, her batteries haven't worn down yet. Go for it, honey. Go for it. You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Oh, hi, Bobby.
Hi.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merry, 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 merry. Wife and butter's been kind of miss old Mr. Fudd. You are the king frog.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Swallow, swallow, swallow.
You're on the air 970 WFLA.
Good evening, Bobby.
Good evening.
God, you know, it's like I couldn't think of any way to prank you, so all I could figure was to do a song for you.
Okay. Is that it?
Oh, what? You wanted me to continue? I thought you hung up.
No, I just starting to get into it, dude.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll continue from there.
Okay. Good song.
Well, that's all for this segment of Air Check, part two of a profile of Bob Mad Dog Lassiter. And if you missed part one, it's up there on the internet. It's right there. Check out the archives for Air Check at WFMU.org. And if you want to say hi or send any comments or questions, please address them to me at prof@WFMU.org. Meanwhile, it's time for more Sex and Death with our friend Joe Frank.